I'm dating a broke guy, and it really, really sucks because he has the best personality, hands down.
I will never understand the people who have the impulse to go on the internet and publicly shame the person that they're dating. Is this chick really out there saying, "Hey everyone, I just want you to know that my boyfriend is a broke loser"?
So in the past, like we have taken trips, but I've paid for the trips, I've paid for the hotel, I've paid for the rental of the car. If we've been to concerts, I've paid for the tickets. He does what he can when he can, but he doesn't do enough.
All right, he's getting the prince treatment from his provider woman. He gets to go on vacation and go to some nice hotels. He doesn't have to worry about paying for the rental car either. And if he wants to go to a concert, she's got the bill. This sounds great. If she wants to provide, then let her spoil her high standards man. Sarcasm aside, notice the demeaning language that she uses to describe his behavior. Oh, he does what he can. He pays for his own gas. Like, she clearly is not into having to pay for stuff, and she's just coping. Yet another win for feminism. Anyway, this is 30-year-old Jennifer, who's been in a relationship with her boyfriend for 2 years. Apparently, that relationship is not going so well, so about a year ago, she decided to confide in her TikTok audience.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, it's crazy because I don't think, like, I feel like females come online and talk about, like, look what he bought me, look what he got me. It's like the ones that are dating the broke men, we don't talk about it, but it's like, no, I mean, I don't know. There has to be, like, a conversation about it.
They don't go to TikTok to call their boyfriend broke because they're smart enough to know that it's not appropriate. And if you have the need to publicly shame the person that you're with instead of talking to your close family and friends about it, then you aren't really worthy of a relationship. I mean, she has clearly seen the spoiled girly side of TikTok and is mad that she's not one of those girls. She's focused on what luxury items a guy can buy her instead of building an actual connection with the person. And, well, I would hate to kill your dreams, but most of these rich lifestyle or look, my man flew me out on his private jet videos are fake. Tons of women on TikTok and Instagram pretend to be rich for clout. Guys do it too. Renting luxury purses or a Lamborghini is not impossible to afford. The girls who are pretending a little bit less to be living in luxury are actually dumping every cent they have into vacations, so they come home broke, and the ones who can actually do all those things without destroying their finances are exceedingly rare and often in a pathological relationship. More importantly, as for Jennifer, nothing will kill a relationship faster than a girl comparing herself to internet fantasies and saying, "Why am I not getting those things? Why didn't you take me to France like this guy did for his girlfriend's birthday?"
It's gotten to the point where it definitely sucks because I'm not doing as well financially. I can't afford to do things for two people. I can't even afford to do things just myself right now. So,
Well, shit, you can afford those nails. You can afford to dye your hair. You can afford fake eyelashes, foundation, blush, and lip tint. I've been to Sephora before. I know how expensive that shit is. Isn't Supreme an expensive brand too? This video is about her boyfriend being broke, but I kind of get the feeling that she's not that financially responsible either. This is like a My 600-pound Life episode where they stick a 300-pound person next to a 600-pound person, and the 300-pound person acts like they're the concerned healthy one. No, both of you are unhealthy. If you make $100,000 a year and you end up broke like the guy making $10,000 a year, then you are no more financially responsible than he is. I wonder what she does for a living. Unfortunately, she deleted her TikTok account, which makes me mad because there's so much missing context here that I can usually find by watching a few videos.
Because I can't afford to do things for two, we actually don't do anything.
Yeah, she's definitely not good with money. There are plenty of ways that you can leave the house that aren't that expensive. You can go on a nature walk, you can get coffee or ice cream, you can visit friends, you can go to the beach or a lake or a river. I'm assuming that you have money for gas because you have money for vacation. And the fact that she can't just rattle off cheap date ideas makes me think that she doesn't know how to conserve her money.
If I'm being for real, for honest, like in September for my birthday month, he does celebrate me around those times though. He does celebrate me around the holidays.
Birthday month? She definitely spends a lot of time on TikTok. I can hear the brain rot in the words that she uses, and I'm starting to see why she thought it was a smart idea to publicly shame the person she's dating, like all the other women on TikTok who do that for clout. Which is really just shaming herself because she's the person staying with the loser.
I feel like it's kind of getting to the point where if I'm not the breadwinner, or if I don't somehow make my life lead me up to making income for two, I don't think that I'm gonna be able to be with this person. And it just really sucks because it's, he, like I said, he has like the best personality hands down. So I'm on here to ask, what do I do?
Stop watching TikTok videos. It's that simple. I think that would solve most of your problems here. If there's a girl talking to a camera while she's doing makeup, then that's not a video that you should be watching. You're welcome. But what's with the personality stuff? Guys only say a chick has a great personality if she's not that physically attractive. I can imagine that this is a similar cope, but for reasons other than appearance, where she is emotionally attached to a guy that she doesn't want and probably doesn't have very many close friends or family that she can confide in, so she uses TikTok as her therapist. Always a mistake. But he must be more attractive than her or she would be gone. Both men and women will stupidly put up with people they don't like that much if their partner is more attractive.
I had my narcissist ex-boyfriend who made way more money than I did. And, you know, that wasn't the answer. Like, so it's like, where is the common ground? Like, and obviously I do have a little bit of fear. Like, if I stay with him during this whole time and I continue to help out, is he gonna just walk away when he does better? It's so crazy because it's like, I really, really like him and I really, really, really like don't want to like not be with him.
Another TikTok addict checklist item. My ex was a narcissist. Not to say that her ex wasn't cruel, I don't know because I wasn't there, but it's said so often by women on the internet who are undateable that I see that phrase as a red flag. There's a certain type of woman who says that, and if you're paying attention to the wording here, the point of focus is not who this guy is as a person or if they have compatible values or if they have similar goals, if they get along well, or if they have chemistry. She's focusing completely on the money. Well, I tried a guy with a lot of money and then I tried a guy with no money. What's the problem? The problem is that you aren't financially responsible or in control of your negative impulses and you're shouting out all of your personal drama in the public square, so no decent guy is willing to date you. It doesn't matter how much money the guy makes. Until you change your behaviors, you are only going to attract losers. Losers who are so flaky that you're afraid of them leaving you the minute they get a few dollars in their bank account. What kind of guy just leaves a girl because he started making more money? If that's a fear of yours, then it sounds like you are super emotionally attached and he doesn't care about you that much at all, which means there is no relationship. Because if you had gotten the emotional part of the relationship correct, it should be so mentally painful to leave you that he would never think about doing that. By the way, she says, he has the best personality, followed by demeaning him. You can see that she wants to leave, but she is too attached to him to do it. And she's also avoiding personality flaws that she has by shifting blame to her ex and her current boyfriend. This is kind of like a where is your father type moment. Why are you going after at least two different guys that aren't that into you and would abandon you the moment they could do better?
I'm too effing old to do this shit. Like, I've already spun around this block a few times. Like,
yeah, so apparently she's wasted a lot of time dating losers. This is a pattern. How about you date people who actually like you? How about instead of spending money on luxury vacations for two and fake nails, you get some therapy so you can stop treating the internet like your therapist? As for the boyfriend, fortunately, there's a happy ending to this story. Here's a follow-up video.
What happens to the broke boyfriend? We broke up.
Well, great news. He loses the girl who wanted to use their relationship drama for clout, and she now is not in a relationship with a broke guy. It's a win-win situation. I was able to find this article here from Fox, and it says that he did find out about the video.
And it was like Christmas morning, and then he didn't get me nothing. So then I was like all like crying, and I was like, you know.
Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meet Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.
We said we weren't going to get anything for each other, like, you know.
Well, if you wanted something for Christmas, then you should have said, I want something for Christmas. Anyway, Jennifer doesn't learn her lesson about keeping her relationship drama off the internet and releases this next video here where she makes herself look even worse.
Did he ever pay for dates? At first, we would just chill in his house. That was how we spent the first 6 months, and we just stayed at his house pretty much. I don't really remember what we ate the first 6 months. Oh, I would come over after I have already had dinner. So we would do like a late night type of thing. And it was cool with me because I'm low maintenance.
Oh no, come on, Jennifer. You're going to blackpill people by telling them that you stayed with the guy for 2 years and paid for everything, when the first several months of the relationship consisted entirely of Netflix and chill. You're embarrassing yourself in front of the TikTok girlies. I mean, if you asked him, would he even say that you're his girlfriend? Did he even know that you were in a relationship? Because it sounds like this guy is just using you for sex. He didn't even want to eat with you. And I'm not talking about going to a restaurant. I mean that he wouldn't even fire up a hot dog in the microwave so that you could have a meal together. He sounds like he wants to spend as little time with you as possible. Why would you admit to everyone that you were willing to put up with this? I'm getting secondhand embarrassment from how clueless this 30-year-old woman is about relationships. If she's wondering why people were critical of her during the upload, it's because she has the relationship knowledge and maturity of a 19-year-old.
Then after that, because he didn't really make a move to take me out, I was like, you know what? I'm going to plan some stuff for us and we're just going to go do something.
Well, that was the wrong move. The correct answer is to leave. I'm starting to feel bad for this chick.
I think after maybe like 6 months that we started kind of going out, maybe 2 months later, something happened with his job and I paid his mortgage for him a few times. I paid the electricity bill a few times.
Yes, King, she's a provider woman. She's paying the mortgage and the light bill for her spoiled prince. You see what I mean when I said that she's irresponsible with money? You aren't even married to this guy. You don't have a commitment from him and you're paying for his house? What if you break up? Because that's not a possibility, right? That's money that should have gone to an emergency fund. That's money that should have been saved or invested for your future family. You have a very finite amount of income that you can make during your life, and nobody should be wasting it paying for someone's bills unless they're in a marriage. That is an insult to your future spouse and future kids. Even worse, listen to this.
So, how old is he? I'm 30 and he's 40. And I'm the type of person where if you date me, I will give you a time frame. Like, that's a big one. I will give you a time frame. And during this time frame, I'm not giving. Like, I am very giving. I'm very loyal. I will show you unconditional love. But after the time frame is up, if you're not necessarily doing better or just like making some type of effort to do better, I don't think I could stay.
Stop. Please just stop talking. You already look bad enough. You mean to tell me that you were with a 40-year-old broke man for 2 years and you were like waiting around expecting him to improve his situation? I mean, I understand if you fumble around in your 20s. Your 20s can be rough and the economy is bad right now. But if you don't have your shit together enough to pay your own bills by 30, then you've made a lot of mistakes. If you're 40, then it's over. That's just who you are. But she wants to give him a time frame. Bro, his time frame was up before you met him. He's not going to change. I can't figure out why she would stay with this guy and burn 2 years of her 20s with him. Again, he must have been really attractive or she has some really strong emotional problems and needs to date someone who is dismissive or abusive. Now, the guy promised that he would pay her back, but this is what happened instead.
During one occasion, he went away for work and he still owed me the money. So during this time that he was away from work, he would go to strip clubs a lot.
Again, are you even in a relationship? You're paying a guy's bills and he's taking that money that he should be using to pay his mortgage and spending it on other women for sexual favors? He's obviously using you. Like, holy shit, this is pathetic. The story is depressing me. How do you know he's not cheating on you? Does he get lap dances with your money? It's hard for me to decide who's the victim in this relationship. It seems like both people are pretty terrible.
But like I said, like, he has a great personality. He's gonna be fine.
I can't believe she just said that. Yeah, not only did he not pay me back when he said he would, but when he got some extra cash, he used that money on other women. And then she follows it up with, but he has a great personality. I think at this point, I've facepalmed enough. I mean, I feel bad for her, not bad enough to excuse her for publicly shaming her ex, but a part of me thinks, what are you doing spending 2 years with a guy like this? That's a lot of time. You want to get married, and yet you're out here burning up your late 20s with a guy who won't be seen outside with you, or even have a meal with you. Do you not have any friends to prevent you from putting up with this? Now, as I get older, I've noticed certain things because I've had time to watch other people age, and I've seen a lot of people who are just waiting for change to happen, like Jennifer was just waiting for her ex to become magically financially responsible. Well, realistically, he was probably just using her for sex and money. But what I found is that if a person becomes aware of a potential crisis or a problem and has been told or shown that a change needs to occur and they don't start changing things right away, then the odds that they're going to change are almost zero. People love to waste time. If at 20 you say, I'm going to get the better job, I'm going to lose the weight, I'm going to find the person who's right for me, but you don't start taking active steps to make those things happen on the first day or like within a week, or you don't maintain changes long term, then 5 or 10 years will fly right past you, and at 25 or 30, you'll be in the exact same place that you are right now. There's a great episode of Joe Rogan with Quentin Tarantino where he talks about him and a friend wasting their 20s at a video store instead of pursuing their actual dreams.
You were asking earlier on about when did you start thinking about making your own stuff? Well, I thought about it for a long, long time and always figured I would do that eventually. I did fall asleep for a few years. We had a buddy of ours named Steve-O. So he hits 30 and all of a sudden he's like angry about things. He starts ranting. He goes, you know, Quentin, you think that we're this really great team. We're this really great crew. Quentin, at 20, I worked at South Bay Cinemas and I hung out with a bunch of guys just like you. And then I stopped working at South Bay Cinema. Then I worked at Miller's Outpost and hung out. Then I worked at Leisure Pizza for four years with a bunch of guys just like you. I've wasted my life hanging out with a bunch of guys just like you. And they all go away at a certain point. So I'm having my own little anxiety hitting 25, but I'm seeing what it's like 5 years from now.
Yeah.
When you turn 30.
Yeah, window to the future.
Look at Jennifer. She's dated the same type of guy for 10 or 12 years, has learned nothing about relationships, and she is no closer to her goal of marriage than she was at 18. Stop waiting. Well, I'll give him a grace period. A grace period of 2 years? She should have said, you have a week to start making changes or I'm dumping your ass. You have 3 days to make a plan of action and a week to start executing some part of that plan or I'm gone. I don't have my whole life to wait for someone to get better.
Raymond, you're going to die. Is that your mom and dad? Mom and dad are going to have to call up kindly Dr. So-and-so. Pick up your dental records. Want to know why? Because there's going to be nothing left to face.
Oh,
an expired community college student ID.
What did you want to be, Raymond K. Hessel?
Veterinarian.
Animals.
Yeah, animals. So...
stuff. Yeah, I got that. That means you have to get more schooling.
Too much school.
Would you rather be dead?
No.
You'd rather die here on your knees in the back of a convenience store?
I know this scene appears to be kind of hyperbolic, but it's serious. You will literally die in the exact same miserable place that you're in right now if you don't get to work. So many people waste their lives not getting what they want because they just keep waiting. If you stop waiting and start working towards your goals right now, you'll actually find that they're a lot easier to achieve than you think.
Well, if these guys can do what I can do.
Because
they weren't too special.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the weird realization that you end up having.
Within a year and a half from moving out of the South Bay and moving into the Hollywood area, within a year and a half, I was finally able to make a living as a writer.
The people who are succeeding are not that different from you. They just took action. Anyway, thanks for watching. Follow me on Twitter, and I'll see you in the next video.
Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meat Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.